Money FM 89.3, best of drive time. Under the radar.
You're listening to Money FM 89.3, and it's now time for Under the Radar with me, Chua Tian Tian. Building an unbroken cold chain within ASEAN, now that's become increasingly important as rising demand for imported perishables drive the need for cold storage to extend the shelf life of food items. Now, our guest for today is from Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics, and it does just that. Founded in 2018, Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics is a joint venture between Commonwealth Capital, now that's the company behind F&B brands such as PastaMania, Swiss Bake, and The Soup Spoon, along with Japanese F&B distribution giant Kokubu Group. Now, the company aims to provide end-to-end supply chain solutions to food retailers ranging from warehousing, distribution, and supply chain management. Now, it is currently in the process of setting up a $200 million food logistics facility in Singapore. But what are the opportunities for cold storage facilities, and how does the JV fit in Commonwealth Capital's business? Well, for more, let's speak to Daniel Tan, Managing Director at Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics. Daniel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you on. And Daniel, most of us might have heard of Commonwealth Capital. If not, we would have heard of PastaMania, Swiss Bake, and Soup Spoon. But tell us more about Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics, your business model and value proposition.
Sure. But let's not forget there are also Baker & Cook, other ice creams, and restaurants and bars like Fat Count and Bedrock that is under the Commonwealth Kokubu, Commonwealth Capital flagship. For Commonwealth Kokubu, we are very specialized in F&B cold chain logistics. So if you look at us, we are the ends behind the scene that ensure that the food's raw material and finished goods gets to where they need to be, in the condition they ought to be, and at the time that they need to be. So under the Commonwealth Capital, there are two cold chain logistics companies, Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics and Commonwealth Logistics 2. So we provide quality cold chain and cold chain management services for the F&B companies that are within the group, as well as companies that are outside the groups. And we really specialize in crafting efficient and cost-effective solutions that customize to our customers' specific need. So beside the day-to-day logistics operation, we also provide demand planning and procurement management for the companies that requires them.
And let's get this question maybe sorted out as well. How does Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics fit in Commonwealth Capital's portfolio of businesses, right? What is Commonwealth Capital's role in this regard, and what is the value brought in by Kokubu Group?
So as you already know, Commonwealth Capital is very heavily invested in the F&B verticals. So being in a business where we create ourselves a food and beverage business ecosystem, that allow us to have a very deep understanding of the unique challenges, and being right at the center of the material flow that cut across that value chain, we are then able to provide very good insights and intimate knowledge of the challenges in the F&B business from the supply chain and logistics perspective. Kokubu Japan is a 311 years old company that's founded in 1812. They are huge and they serve in Japan today 35,000 discrete customers. And those are discrete customers, they are not locations. For example, one of their customers, 7-Eleven itself, is already 20,000 locations across Japan. That gives you a sense of the scale that they are operating at. They manage 600,000 unique SKU, and that gives a sense of how sophisticated they are. So with the wealth of knowledge to operate and scale, we are indeed very honored to have them partner us in Commonwealth Capital to provide and position Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics as a forerunner in the F&B logistics sector.
Right, I see. And Well, Daniel, let's look at the wider business environment Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics is in. According to Precedence Research, the global cold chain logistics market was at $279 billion in 2022, expected to grow at a compound annual growth rate of 14.07% from 2022 to 2030. Now, granted that cold chain logistics include a lot of things like vaccines as well, Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics is very much focused on food and within ASEAN, I understand. But by and large, is this the growth rate we are looking at in the near term, 14%?
I think it's in the ballpark because the recent model intelligence valued the ASEAN cold chain market to be about US $12 billion in 2020 and also projected for it to reach US about $24 billion by 2026. That's a CAGR of about 10-11%. During the entire forecasted period of 2021 to 2026. So I would say that that is in the ballpark. And those are really fueled by the growing demand of a temperature-controlled supply chain. You mentioned vaccine, but food is certainly the other big driver. The increased investment in infrastructure, the rising income level of the middle class of this population in the area, as well as government support, certainly adds to those projections. But here in Commonwealth, we expect to outrun those numbers. We see the need for consolidation within this area. And we also believe that the greater scaling will drive greater productivity and efficiency. So that's the number that we are indeed targeting to outrun in the years to come.
And Daniel, we talked about the rising demand for imported perishables earlier, and the pandemic once again reinforced the idea of the importance of keeping supply chains intact. How has that opened up more opportunities for Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics? Any examples to share?
Yeah, like you say, I think if there's one thing that pandemic taught us is the supply chain are prone to disruption, and food being a perishable item is, again, something that everybody will need. So it again shows us how vulnerable that we are in the area of food security and food resilience. So therefore, the ability to sufficiently and safely store those food in country or in the region becomes even more important from after the pandemic. But that's just half the story, because I think we all know that simple stockpile is not the answer. It is not commercially sensible nor viable. So we would expect a greater turn of those food storage within the region, and that gives us that multiplying effects just purely, I mean, from the storage alone. And that velocity, in order to keep the supply chain intact, trade within the region, certainly provides a added opportunities for us in the area of food chain management and food storage and distribution within Singapore and the region.
Mm. And with that in mind, what would you say is the number one trend in the cold chain logistics market right now? And how does it influence the way in which you position Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics for the future?
I would say that one of the most significant trend in the cold chain logistics is really the increasing adoption of digitization and data analytics. I think that will help to improve supply chain visibility and efficiency. So I know we all heard about the advanced technologies like IoT, sensors, blockchain. That means that a company can now track and monitor critical parameters like temperatures, humidities, and even carbon emission in real time or near real time. So what does it mean? It means that it not only helps prevent spoilage and wastage of perishable food, but also enable better decision makings and optimization of the entire cold chain logistics processes. The availability of data can also help company identify where are the inefficiencies, and you can then help to streamline operation, reduce the costs. And this is especially important in this highly competitive and complex cold chain logistics industry.
If you're just tuning in, we're now in conversation with Daniel Tan, Managing Director at Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics. Well, Daniel, let's zoom in on Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics' new 200 million Sing dollar facility in Singapore. I understand it can store up to 80 million kgs of food. It can create 130 jobs. But tell us more about the facility, how it fits into the JV's plans for the future.
Well, the new facilities is one that is jointly developed by Commonwealth Capital, Kokubu Japan, and Kajima Development. These facilities will be occupied by the group, that is the Commonwealth Capital, and it does span across a total floor area of 500,000 square feet. That will certainly help strengthen our existing integrated food production and logistics capability. The physical attribute of the building is impressive. It stands at about 100 meters tall and will have multiple temperature storage from 30 degrees to minus 30 degrees. And it also features a 45 meter high top floor housing automatic storage and retriever in a frozen environment, perhaps the first in this part of the world. The building also features about 130 loading bays. That really is in the effort to support Singapore's effort in trying to develop us into a trusted trading hub of the region. The building also aims to be more energy efficient. It features about 60,000 square feet of PV panel that provides and helps with the energy requirement of the cold store. To mitigate some of the labor challenges, the storage and retriever system will be highly automated. Mm-hmm. That will also mean that it provides a data-rich operation that will help us orchestrate the supply chain and fulfillment better for our companies and our customers. So it essentially purpose design to synergize with Commonwealth Capital's existing capabilities and will certainly enable CKL to continue growing as a foremost cold chain solution provider in Singapore as we position ourselves to expand internationally.
Right, you talk about international expansion and we are particularly interested in that as well, Daniel. Let's set our sights wider to look at ASEAN as a region. Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics wants to build an unbroken cold chain in ASEAN markets. Which are the other geographical markets you're looking at as far as business expansion is concerned, and what are your future plans for this year?
Well, internationalization is indeed our key focus because we believe we need to outgrow the market of Singapore in order for us to scale. ASEAN and Indo-Pacific region is the geographical markets that we are currently looking at. And we are indeed currently in conversation on potential expansion of our own facilities in those regions, either through partnership or through M&A.
Right. And before we let you go, Daniel, I would like to very quickly touch on Commonwealth Capital. Commonwealth Capital is known for brands like PastaMania, The Soup Spoon. You guys have diversified into different verticals. I understand Barramundi Farming, packaging, in-house production of meat, bakery, ice cream, ready-to-eat products, and now logistics as well. How important is diversification for Commonwealth Capital? To what extent has it reaped rewards for Commonwealth Capital so far?
Oh, that's a very good question. So I would say that diversification was indeed critical, especially during the pandemic. So if it, as you have mentioned, we specializes in food manufacturing, logistics, and food services. So as an example, when dining was restricted during the pandemic period, the ability to deliver or buy from supermarket the RTEs instead of having to go to the restaurants actually went a long way to ensuring that the 5 million people, the calories requirement continued to be fulfilled. So with 5.5 million people that needs to eat, crisis or not, they need to have that, they need to be fed. So when you can't go to the restaurants, you need to go to the market and supermarkets, and being invested in the food vertical had provided us the flexibility to pivot one way or the other to ensure the needs of our consumers and the customers are met. So indeed, it has proven to be critical, and we will continue to move along that path in the future.
All right. Thanks very much, Daniel. That was Daniel Tan, Managing Director at Commonwealth Kokubu Logistics. Thank you very much for joining us on Money FM 89.3.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance.